proclamation number 2929 dated the October 17, 1943. Atonement of guilt without Christ's act of salvation. The extent of a human being's guilt remains unchanged if he does not acknowledge Christ's act of salvation, i.e., he is to remove the guilt completely, he is to seriously reflect on it entirely on his own, he eternally has to make amends because the human being's guilt is immense. It is not just a matter of sins he committed on earth, which alone would suffice to expel the soul for an infinitely long time from the face of God, but the past rebellion against God cannot be atoned during his earthly life and thus is to be carried across into eternity in order to find the Savior there in due course. The being has to languish in darkness for eternity, it is forever without freedom and has to endure a state of most agonizing constraint. For eternity it is without the divine light of mercy, it has distanced itself furthest from God and suffers most bitter hardship, because it willingly defies God and cannot be forced to change its will. Thus it has to make amends for its guilt because it did not liberate itself of its own free will. But divine will cannot liberate it because this would be in complete contradiction to God's wisdom and love. Consequently, the fallen soul punishes itself if it does not accept salvation through Jesus Christ, if it refuses to acknowledge his sacrifice. All sins will be forgiven, all restriction of liberty will be taken from him and all atonement avoided when a human being places himself under the cross of Christ, when he allows himself to be redeemed by his blood, which Jesus Christ shed for all human beings and their guilt. He made this enormous sacrifice for love of humanity because he knew of the infinitely long path of suffering in the beyond. He took pity on the being's extreme hardship in the beyond, he wanted to lessen it, he wanted to atone the guilt in order to guide people towards eternal bliss, to give them everlasting happiness. Christ's death on the cross is the purchase price for eternal life and all guilt has been atoned by it. Yet it is an unavoidable prerequisite that the human being acknowledges this act of salvation so that his guilt will be part of the guilt Jesus Christ has paid for with his death on the cross. Otherwise it will remain unchanged and after physical death taken across into the spiritual kingdom as a burden, which the being can never remove because it cannot find the strength to redeem itself. And therefore Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. There will be adversity without him but salvation with him. Without him the human being is weak and is or opposes God. With him he strives towards God and can receive his strength from him, the increased will power which Jesus had bought on the cross for him. And for this reason is Jesus Christ the Savior of the world, the Savior of all people who place their guilt and themselves at his feet, who faithfully entrust themselves to him and request his help. Jesus Christ had made the sacrifice on the cross for them so that they may be released from all guilt and sin. Amen.